Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. I'm joined, I am very pleased to say, once again, by a woman I have come to admire enormously over the years for her courage and her, well, her clarity in talking about this problem of Islamization, specifically in her native country of Sweden. Her name is Ingrid Carlqvist. She is a journalist and an author who has been chronicling for some time now what has been taking place as a result of what's, I think, most accurately described as the hijra into her country of large numbers of, unfortunately, mostly unassimilable Muslims, and how they're conducting themselves and what it has done to her country, to its society, its population, its culture. And it's always a delight to have her with us, even if the news she imparts is rarely very pleasant. And I suspect that will be the case at the moment. But Ingrid Carlqvist, let me properly welcome you back and say Happy New Year to you. And my prayer goes out to you that it will be.
Thank you so much, Frank. I wish you the same, and I'm happy to be on again.
Thank you. Listen, there is a phenomenon, as you know, Ingrid, called taharush, in which in Middle Eastern societies in particular, there's a kind of sexual predation done often by groups of young men on women who they consider to be fair game. And that seems to be particularly true of women that are not in cover and infidels at that. Talk a bit about how this phenomenon is manifesting itself in your country at the moment and how its impact is being remarked.
We first heard about it last year, of course, as the rest of the Western world after Cologne. And then suddenly some alternative newspapers, they reported that this had happened in Sweden, too, in a festival, a music festival in Stockholm. But the mainstream media who knew about it, they didn't write about it. Well, how come? Well, you might guess as well as I do, that they don't, this is a phenomenon that they don't like to write about, because the mainstream media in Sweden, they are not on the side of the people. They are on the side of the government, the authorities, the state. And the state has decided that immigration is what Sweden is all about these days. And they don't want to report any bad news about anything that has to do with immigration. But now they can't hide it anymore, because people feel it. People know about it. They know that their own daughter have been, you know, a victim of this taharush gamea. And last summer we had a lot of music festivals, and not so many girls were raped, but many girls were sexually offended. You know, they were standing in the crowd and they just, you know, touch someone from behind. They don't even know who it is. They can't describe the person. The person is gone. And that happened throughout the whole summer.
To what extent, Ingrid, is this a function of the press concealing this information or trying to conceal this information? And on the other hand, is it actually that the government itself is concealing this information and the press simply doesn't have it? Is it some combination of the two, or what's going on in that regard?
Well, I would say that they do know about it. The mainstream media do know about it, because we heard when the alternative media started reporting about it, that they talked to the police, and the police told the journalists from this alternative media site that we gave all this information to the biggest newspaper in Sweden called Dagens Nyheter, the Daily News, but they didn't want to write about it. If we tell the journalists they don't want to write about it, what can we do?
Just won't report it. So does that mean that the data about how widespread a problem this is, and I don't mean to make it sound as though this is the only problem that's confronting Sweden as a result of this infusion of large numbers of folks who don't really want to be part of the Western society that is now their host. But want to transform it, want to make it submit to their program. But is the data about how widespread the sexual predations of these folks is not available?
Well, you can. What is available is how many reported rapes, how many reported, you know, sexual offenses, and so on. But it is forbidden in Sweden to keep statistics on the perpetrator's ethnicity or his religion or something else. The only thing you can do is the sex, and they are all male offenders, of course, and how many they are. So that is all you know. And why is this? Because there have been some studies done, and the last one was 10 years ago, and then they concluded that people from especially Northern Africa and Middle East, they are very overrepresented in these sexual crimes. They are so much overrepresented that they realized that if we tell this to the public, they will be angry with us for letting all these people in. So what did they do? They don't do any more studies, and they keep taking in people from these countries. And how they are going to fix all this one day, I don't know. I really don't know.
Let me ask you two questions, Ingrid Karlquist. One is, how is the society responding? Are women simply no longer feeling safe to go into the public spaces? Is that in the phenomenon or the face of this kind of willful blindness by the government and the other authorities, the press? Is that kind of the response? And are you finding, as elsewhere in Europe, that even your efforts to report on all of this is being suppressed, is being not just discouraged, but perhaps threatened with punishment if you engage in it?
I think that more and more women are, we know that women are very worried. And they say when you make this, you know, the surveys and they ask people, a lot of Swedish women now say, we are afraid, we don't go out alone at night or maybe even in daytime. But I think the problem is with the young girls, because they have, you know, they have been brainwashed all through school, where they tell people that everybody is the same. There are no differences between Swedish guys or guys from Afghanistan, even though we know that Afghanistan is the most dangerous country in the world for women. They make these girls believe that people from Afghanistan, they are just like Swedish boys. There are no differences. So I think we will see a lot more of this with the young girls, because they have been so brainwashed that they don't understand. They think they are racist if they are a bit apprehensive against the Afghani boys, for example. And are we being, well, you know, I make a radio show now, a podcast, where we talk about news. It's very good. And we will start doing one in English, too, at least once a month. We will let the whole world know what's going on in this crazy country that I call Absurdistan. And so far, we have not had any, we have not had, had any, anyone trying to report us, you know, for being hate speeches and so on. But I'm always aware, and we see for every day we see that there are more and more talk about new legislations. Maybe it should be forbidden to criticize religions and so on.
There's a lot of that going on both sides of the Atlantic. And again, this is one of the reasons why we admire so much your courage as well as your perspicacity, I think it's fair to say, about the challenges we're all facing. It happens to be particularly egregious at the moment in Sweden. But Ingrid Karlquist, I hope you will come back to us again very soon with further updates on this, and we look forward to promoting your podcasts as well. In the meantime, stay well. Keep up the good work you do there in Sweden. I hope the rest of you will come back to us again tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.